Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. If you have been tuning in to our show, our first two segments, we have been talking about the Mixed Media Art Summer Camp at the NAGB, which is happening in July. It starts July 4th. And I've had three amazing guests in the studio with me today. San San Lam from Exuma Arts Network, where we are having our satellite camp in collaboration with Exuma Arts Network, and two of my colleagues, Blake Fox and Zaria Wilkinson. Now, if you've missed part of the show or would like to share with a friend, you can also listen to the show by going to the NAGB website at nagb.org.bs. You scroll down the programs and events menu. You'll see it right there. You can click on it and you can find all of our archive shows. And while you are on our homepage, you can see all of the events, everything that's happening at the NAGB, and we are slowly coming out of COVID lockdowns. You know, we're still being safe. We're still being careful, but we are doing stuff. So be sure to check our events to see what we're doing at any given time. We have lots of things planned for you this year, and they're all going to be super exciting, super amazing. I know I am overdoing all of the hype words, but why not? Because what else can you do at a time where we're actually able to go out and have a good time, even though we're trying to continue to be as safe as we possibly can? So we've been talking about the summer camp. We've been talking about the theme, old story, folktales, and traditions. So Zaria, tell me, what will a day at the summer camp look like? What does a week look like?
So we have two sessions. Let me start by saying that each session is 2 weeks long. We have the first session from July 4th to the 15th, and your second session is July 18th to the 29th. No matter what session your child signs up for, they will be privy to a ton of events. Well, not events, but a lot of fully immersive art experience. That's what it is. It is a fully immersive art experience. So on the very first day, we have you guys come in and register your kids. Well, not register, but sign them in. You just receive your t-shirts, just general stuff that you may need to take with you. And then we get your kids into the camp. We do our orientation day, introduce everybody, do icebreakers, get them divided into their classes, divided into their house, and then they are separated into their classes and they go into their first class session. And so each day after that, your student will have creative sessions with their art teachers and their teachers' aides, our camp counselors, as well as working on their individual and group projects, creative projects. And they will also be painting a mural. So each week we have a muralist coming in. They will be painting a mural in collaboration with your campus, with your children here on the NAGB property. It's going to be a fairly large mural. And so they're going to have a lot of fun with that. So again, not again, but we always say when you send your campus, don't send them into Tommy and the Ralph Lauren and the whatever. Make sure you send them in clothes. You don't mind them getting messed up, because we're working with a ton of different art mediums here every single day. And so they may come home with paint on their clothes. They may come home with charcoal on their shirt. They're going to be stuff. So always comfortable clothes, always cool clothes, and always clothes you don't mind getting messy. So on top of painting the mural, we will also have a guest presenter each week. And so instead of doing the field trip each week, because we want to still be safe, we will have a specialist come in each week to do a in-house workshop with your students based on the topic, based on what they're practicing that week in class. And so a whole lot of fully immersive art experiences for your child for the full 2 weeks.
And you know, and the thing about it is this, that you think about doing all of that, right? By the time your kid gets home, they're going to be tired. So those parents who've had their kids at home with them nonstop since COVID started, I know you're looking forward to having a happy, satisfied, completely exhausted kid come home after a full day of just making stuff. Because why not? And of course, ideas are messy. Being creative is messy. I always tell people, if you are not making a mess, whether it's a literal mess or a metaphorical mess, whatever the mess is, then you are not being creative. because a part of exploring ideas is just putting all the stuff out there and seeing what you come up with. So yes, parents, please, please, please make sure your kids come in close, that you don't mind getting dirty, because acrylic paint does not come out. It just becomes a part of the decoration, just so you know.
You have campers that come one camp and they've messed up a jeans, but that becomes an outfit. It looks really good. I just want to remind you that you can design that. You can wear that. That can become a part of your ensemble.
So yeah. So listen, I've done it. I remember my college days. My jeans used to have all kinds of paint on it. It just became a part of the decoration, and then you know they're selling clothes that look like that now, so you know you got to do it on your own without having to spend hundreds of dollars on some designer jeans where they just decided to copy the artist who just got paint on their clothes anyway. So Zeri, that is a really full day, that's really intense. So what will some of these presenters be talking about, or who will some of these presenters be?
So we want to get presenters that work with in the realm of oral tradition for storytelling, things like that. We have Sonia, and I don't know why her last name escapes me right now. That's so random.
Farmer.
There you go. Woo, that was a real brain fart. Sorry. Sonia Farmer is going to be working with our kids doing bookmaking. So looking at how they can preserve some of that oral tradition in that realm. You're hoping to get actual storytellers to come and teach these kids the art of storytelling, because it's not just something, so you don't just stand up and say once upon a time, right? There's theater to this, there's some theatrics, there's drama, there are things that need to be met in order for it to be actual folk telling and oral tradition in the form of old story. And so we have experts in those fields coming to work with the kids in that realm as well. But there's a lot, and there's always going to, like we said, there's always something for them to do. They will be tired when they get home, but they will be here. They will be engaged. They will be well hydrated. They will be well fed. So we will get them back to you at 3 p.m. every day. 9 to 3 is the camp. Job off begins at 8:30, because I know some parents have to get to work, and we can keep them as late as 4 p.m., but please come for them by 4 p.m.
Yes, please come for them at 4 p.m. because after that, we shut down, and the only people who are going to be here really are security. So we ask that you please come for your kids at 4. And if for whatever reason you find, you know, things happen, we know you get a flat tire, the car breaks down, please contact us and let us know what is happening so we know what to do. So Sansan, so the Exoma camp is running concurrently, but for 3 weeks instead of two-week sessions. And it's going to be a little different from our camp here in Nassau. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing 3 one-week sessions. The first and the third week are both 125, and the second week is 100 because it's a shorter week. And as I said, I am encouraging people to inquire about the scholarship, because we definitely can sponsor some kids who might have a little bit more challenge with the payment. We'd really like to get as many kids as possible through. With that said, I've also heard from other parents who have said, hey, we're going to be on holidays on these dates. Would it be okay if they participate on, you know, 3 days from this week and 2 days from another week? And that I'm, you know, we will work around your schedules just so that we can have the kids participate. I'd rather have the kids come in and participate for some of the days than none of the days. So we'll be running basically using the same theme, but the format is going to be a little different. It's essentially going to be the same, but slightly truncated. And it also depends on the age group of the kids that we are getting. And we're also looking at, if, say, the kids see a project and they have a different idea, you know, we're, like you said, we're kind of ready to customize the program for the children. So say they have, and they're inspired by a story and they want to do something else with that than we've already laid out. We are perfectly happy to work with them in another way. Maybe there's we have some modeling clay, or we have maybe they want to work on a diorama. We're happy to have them participate with that. We're also looking at getting some guests in to work with the kids, because, you know, it's kind of inspiring to have somebody else talk other than the same person all the time. Also hoping to maybe incorporate a little bit of drama, maybe a little bit of music into the program so that there's a little more to do. The price does include all the arts materials, as well as a healthy mid-morning snack and a little break where, you know, the kids can release a little bit of the energy. And while there's while they're also working, we do plan to also have a big piece where it like a mural, it's going to be a collaborative piece for all the kids to work on. Say they need a break and they just want to do something else. If you like adding something else to this big piece, we're going to have the kids be able to kind of pull themselves out, add a little bit of this, a little bit of that to the collaborative piece, and have that on display here and see what happens by the end of camp. So that's pretty much our program.
So also a very, very full day.
Yeah, we want the kids tired, but also, you know, it's also like I said, this is a part of the brain they get to exercise. We know that it's important to have physical exercise, but the imagination and creativity is another part of the brain that's often forgotten that also needs to be exercised. And in order to keep that going, we need to keep working at it. Otherwise, you know, we do get that. Even as an adult, sometimes you forget, oh, I need to get creative with this. And out of that, sometimes doing something a little different will ignite another idea. And to me, this is how we build, you know, really cool business ideas, leadership skills, so that people take the lead. They take an idea. It's like, okay, how do you execute on that? Let's make this happen. So all these are additional skills on top of creating something artistic, but also we're looking at nurturing a muscle, a creativity and imaginative muscle in the brain for our students.
Well, you know, this is what I always say when people ask me, why is art important? I'm like, well, it's not just about being able to make something to go in a gallery. It's about critical thinking. It's about creative problem solving. It's about asking the question, why not, right? So when you think about the people who have come up with vaccines, who have invented electricity, I mean, these are all scientists. The person who figured out how to create a submersible vessel, a submarine, so that you could travel underwater without anybody seeing you. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are things that didn't even exist at one point, that people thought was just an insane thing to do, right? Because anything new is not accepted. I mean, the concept of the internet was considered ludicrous, and now we can't live without it. And all of that comes from someone asking the question, what if, why not? And to actually be thinking critically and thinking creatively and solving a problem. And also thinking about, well, what will people, what can I create that people don't even know that they want? And that's also a really interesting thing as well. So when you think about, well, should I send my child to this camp? Think about, well, what kind of experiences do you want them to have? Or what maybe in their growth and their learning, what is something that you feel like they need to build on or need to have more exposure to? And also those who just love it, of course, the kids who love it, please do send them. But also, maybe your child is not getting art at school. They can come to this camp. This is not just for kids who've had experience in the arts. This camp is for everyone. And it's not just for people, for kids who like to make stuff. Maybe your child is just interested in art generally or likes to be creative. Maybe they're like really into anime, you know, all the manga stuff. Maybe they play a lot of video games. All of that is all that is artistic. It's all connected to art. And a camp like this could definitely be for them. So we just have a few minutes left in for this blank canvas. So Sansan, Blake, Zerio, what else would you like our viewers to know about our camp before we close for the evening?
I also just wanted to add to what you were saying, Katrina, about art. And I think it makes a well-rounded person. And I think it teaches like important life skills. It teaches collaboration. It teaches us about community. It teaches us about how we can care for other people, how we can speak up for other people, how we can be better, and how we can be more responsible, and how we can affect change if that's the thing that, you know, we want to do. It teaches us to be responsible citizens, and art is plays a huge part in that. And I also just wanted to share like some of the artists who we will be looking at, just in case anyone was wondering about that. So we'll be looking at some really well-known Bahamian artists, Dion Benjamin Smith, Amos Ferguson, of course, Antonius Roberts, Tyrone Ferguson, some like intuitive artists, Wellington Bridgewater, a whole host of artists that we're going to be looking at. But I also want to echo what Sansan said as well, is our teachers are here to provide everyone, provide all those campers with multiple ways in to approach a project. So you don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be able to draw a thing perfectly or realistically. That's not what this camp is necessarily about. I mean, of course you can do those things, but it's really about exploring ideas and asking questions and using materials in creative ways. And we have all kinds of materials. So we'll get to do printmaking, we'll get to do painting, we'll get to do some sculptural things, some collage work. So there's a whole host of materials, mediums that we'll be working in. And yeah, there's something for everyone.
I hope we got you really excited and really fired up. And I just want you guys to know that you can go and register, sign up your children, sign up if you're interested at our website, nagb.org.bs. You will see the summer camp registration button really large there. The sign-up form is digital, so you don't have to come in to sign up. I know you have long days. We're tired when we get off. You don't have to come in. Go online, register, and get them signed up for the summer camp.
However, just keep in mind that you do have to come in at some point when it's convenient for you to pay, because unfortunately we do not have an online payment option as yet. But to secure your spot, definitely go online and please register as soon as you can if you would like to get your child enrolled in session one or in session two. So you have choices. And Zeria, just tell us, how much does it cost per session and what does that session include?
Yeah, so each session is $320, including that. And that includes everything your child will need to participate in the camp. So that is all of the art materials, that is t-shirts for them to wear with the camp, that is food, so they have snacks, lunch, drinks, water all day to make sure everyone stays hydrated. Everything your child needs is included in that $320. The only thing we ask is that you send them with a refillable water bottle so they can stay rehydrated on these hot summer days.
Yes. And also just to add quickly, we do offer partial scholarships for those people who may need a little bit of assistance. So once you go to our registration page, the partial scholarship button is also there too. You can fill out the form and get it to us and we will get back to you as soon as possible. So Sansan, very quickly, we have a few seconds left. Tell us about the Exuma Arts Summer Camp. How do we get our kids registered for that?
Yeah, so the parents can come by our space. We officially now are in Georgetown. We're located between the National Insurance Board office and the Insurance Management office. Please come in. I have forms available. You can also email us. You can email me, sansanlam@gmail.com or exumaartsnetwork@gmail.com. I can send you a registration form, or you can also WhatsApp me, 786 8439, and I can send you the registration form for that. Same thing, we don't have credit card transactions, so we do require cash, or you can do an online transfer, but payments are due by the first day of camp, and really excited. It is limited space because our space is not that big, but we do have limited space, and please let us know if you require a scholarship.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you, all of you, for joining me on Blank Canvas this evening. Thank you for having such a great conversation about our summer camp, old story, photo tales and traditions. And for all of you who've been listening, if you think that this camp is for your child, be sure to register, whether you're in Nassau or Exuma, so we have options, as soon as you can. And thank you so much for listening to Blank Canvas.